is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KBR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Conductor Mikhail Jarovsky, leading the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra in music by Swedish composer Wilhelm Peterson Berger, and a tune called Oriental Dance to start things off in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. The fun continues. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you to keep music going until 3 p.m. and in this noon hour. Some things coming up you're sure to enjoy, such as the London Jupiter Orchestra's rendition of Leos Janacek's Suite for String Orchestra plus cellist Yo-Yo Ma, with a few variations on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute that were put together by Beethoven, all just ahead. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is led by conductor Pierre Boulez with violinist Gil Shaham. Our next recording for you, playing music by Béla Bartók, one of two rhapsodies for violin and orchestra, both of which were written around the year of 1928 and dedicated to the great Hungarian violinist Zoltán Sekely with the Hungarian String Quartet. Rhapsody number two, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Play the music of Béla Bartók, the violinist needs great virtuosity and skill. Skill that is fortunately possessed by Gil Shaham in that recording with the Chicago Symphony, conducted by Pierre Boulez, playing Bartók's Rhapsody for Violin No. 2 on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:24, and in about 10 minutes we'll be joined by the London Jupiter Orchestra for a beautiful suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. Here at the KU campus, we have cloudy skies and about 77 degrees. Today it should warm up to about 90 degrees, and we'd have a 20% chance of showers for our afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and it warms up tomorrow to 93. Slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning, a low of 78 for Saturday night. From violin, we transition over to music for cello. Yo-Yo Ma, joined by pianist Emmanuel Ax, with music by Beethoven, and also music by Mozart in a roundabout way, some variations on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute. For you next on Kansas Public Radio. Variations on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute. Variations put together by Beethoven. Performed by cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Joined on piano by Emmanuel Ax on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 12:36. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. And the music doesn't stop there. Tonight at 7, a special treat for you, the next broadcast from the BBC Proms. And on the program tonight, the word Tarangalila is one that has many meanings. It means all at once love song, a hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life and death. And we'll hear the Tarangalila Symphony by French composer Olivier Messiaen tonight on the BBC Proms, along with the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, which was written specifically for the Proms. Join us for the BBC Proms tonight at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Gregory Rose takes up the London Jupiter Orchestra. They're with us next for music by Leos Janacek, something that he wrote in 1891, but apparently didn't have its premiere until nearly three decades later in 1928 in a performance on Prague Radio for the occasion of the Exhibition of Contemporary Culture. This is Janacek's Suite for a String Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that performance of the Suite for String Orchestra, completed in 1891 by Leos Janacek. We heard the London Jupiter Orchestra, conducted by Gregory Rose, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost ticked over to 1 o'clock, news from NPR is just ahead. Classical music continues in the next hour with one of the great piano concertos of all time, the first of Tchaikovsky. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra will give us that performance. As classical music continues, here on a Friday afternoon, we're glad you could be with us. Cloudy skies and 77 degrees here at the KU campus. Should warm up today to around 90 when we have a slight chance of showers for our afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 93. Slight chance of showers tomorrow morning and for tomorrow night clear with a low of 78. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from
Your Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
Los NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting things off in this 1 o'clock hour, music by Rayvon Williams. Conductor Bryden Thompson led the London Symphony Orchestra for Hymn Tune Prelude, No. 2 in B flat major, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good afternoon and welcome once again. Classical music continues with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with us in a few minutes for one of history's great piano concertos, the first written by Tchaikovsky. Pianist Arkady Volodos awaits us here on KPR. Thanks for joining us on a Friday afternoon. Before we continue, a quick note that if keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online and we'll handle everything from the towing to the tax paperwork. You can find out more over at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR. It's music by Mozart, one of the violin sonatas, one that he wrote while spending some time in Mannheim, Germany in 1778, and something he dedicated to a princess of the Sulzbach region, one Elizabeth August. Violin Sonata No. 18, played by Isaac Stern, joined on piano by Yefim Bronfman, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart. Violin Sonata No. 18 in G major, completed in 1778. Violinist Isaac Stern with pianist Yefim Bronfman with a performance today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:24. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. We're enjoying classics until 3, when All Things Considered from NPR News rolls around. But later tonight at 7 o'clock, music resumes with a special treat for you, the next concert from the BBC Proms. For the program tonight, Tarangalila is a word that has a few different meanings all at once. It means love song, a hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. And it also refers to a symphony by French composer Olivier Messiaen, the Tarangalila Symphony, which we'll hear on tonight's Proms, along with the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, which was written specifically for the BBC Proms, which you will hear tonight at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, 77 degrees. We have a 20% chance of showers for the afternoon. By tonight, it should be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow warms up to 93 degrees. Sunny skies, slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning, a low of 78 Saturday night, and some very summer-like temperatures coming on Sunday when It'll be back up into the upper 90s. What we have for you next is one of the great piano concertos. There are many historical piano concertos that deserve that description. The latter concertos of Mozart would qualify, along with the concerto by Edvard Grieg, but in any discussion of one of the great piano concertos of history, you must include the first, composed by Tchaikovsky, which was first completed in 1875 and opens in crashing, dramatic fashion, as we'll hear in this performance by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Seiji Ozawa, with pianist Arkady Volodos, next on Kansas Public Radio. That applause for the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Seiji Ozawa, along with pianist Arkady Volodos, playing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto in B flat minor on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 2 o'clock and about ready for NPR News, an update of headlines followed by classical music in the next hour, when the New York Philharmonic and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter, with a fantasy by Robert Schumann, and a beautiful Swedish pastoral suite, music by Lars Erik Larsson. There's much to look forward to. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. It's 84 degrees here on the KU campus. We're expected to fetch up with a high of 89. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 72. Temperatures back up into the 90s, about the mid-90s for Saturday, in a heat advisory going into effect for the KPR listening area on Saturday, which will last through the weekend. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. All things considered, headed your way this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a recording for you by the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Konstantin Orbelian, and the cello played by Nina Kotova, in the Hymn to the Sun, from the Golden Cockerel Suite, music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. You're on Kansas Public Radio. Glad to be back with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. And before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 o'clock, we've got a beautiful Swedish pastoral suite, a lush and gorgeously orchestrated pastoral suite by one Lars Erik Larsson, along with a bit of music for solo harp, a fantasia by Louis Spohr. That's all just ahead. Thanks for joining us on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings, directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. We'll continue on with one of the final bits of music by Robert Schumann, composed in 1853. Some music for violin and orchestra that was written specifically for the violinist Josef Joachim. Performance that took place first in a private concert in the Schumann household in 1853, and then just a few months later had its first public performance in Dusseldorf during one of the final public appearances by Schumann. The fantasy for violin and orchestra, put on for us next by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Kurt Mazur, and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1853, The Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra in C Major by Robert Schumann, and performed by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Kurt Mazur, and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:24, and in just about 10 minutes' time, the Malmö Symphony Orchestra has a beautiful and lush pastoral suite from Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson to share. That's still to come in our Friday afternoon of classical music. Glad you could be with us for it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live Music program with Draper Family Band, Christina Graves, and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck, Friday, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster 24. Try that one more time. Mixmaster2024.com. And Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. If you're interested in a little live music, and if, like me, you happen to be a big fan of solo harp music, you might want to clear your calendar for this Sunday. At the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's Marvin Auditorium, one Rob Banks, a harpist with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, is offering a free concert from 3 to 5 p.m. this Sunday, the 25th, called Opera Souvenirs, with a program of music of opera pieces from the 19th century. This is a free concert happening again this Sunday, the 25th, from 3 to 5 p.m. in Marvin Auditorium at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. Find out more at tscpl.org/events. And here's a little recording that should put us in the mood for that concert. Harpist Angel Padilla Crespo with Fantasy No. 2 in C minor by Louis Spohr. Fantasy No. 2 in C minor for harp by German composer Louis Spohr, performed by harpist Angel Padilla Crespo on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in hearing a little live music performed on solo harp, you might be interested in a concert happening at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library this Sunday, the 25th, at 3 to 5 p.m. in Marvin Auditorium. Harpist Rob Banks, an alumni of the University of Kansas and harpist with the Topeka Symphony for 25 years, with a program called Opera Souvenirs, with 19th century operatic harp selections for you. A free concert, and it is once again this Sunday, the 25th, 3 to 5 p.m., at Marvin Auditorium at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. Find out more at tscpl.org/events. It is 2:36, and at 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News. And tonight at 7, the next concert from the BBC Proms. Right now, the Malmö Symphony Orchestra and conductor James DePriest have some beautiful music perfect to get lost in. A pastoral suite from Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson on KPR. The pastoral suite of Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. James DePriest conducted the Malmö Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 3 o'clock. And up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News, followed tonight at 7 by a special treat, our next concert from the BBC Proms. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and I hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's classical music. I've enjoyed sharing it with you, and we'll visit again Monday at noon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.